Good morning, traders, and welcome to another day of action. So today is 9th of July and we are at 8:20 a.m. As of now, GIFT Nifty is trading around 15 points lower at 25,588. Yesterday we saw a late rally in the market in the last 30 minutes where the whole day was consolidation. And in the later parts, we saw a big jump happening after 3 p.m. where Sensex expiry happened around 83,700 levels. So what is that you are looking for today morning? So welcome to Trade Setup with Tanmay, another day of trades before the chaos begins. So let's start. The spot is currently trading at 25,523, whereas the IVs or implied volatility I can see at 10.48. What does it mean? So the TK algo has given a long signal before yesterday's close. That means that today morning will wait for the volatility to suppress to take any short trades on the markets. But having said that, today is FOMC minutes in the evening, and let's wait for that as well. But what happened on yesterday's buying and selling front, and what was the position that clients have taken overnight? So let's have a view on that as well. So as of 8 July, we saw FIIs again selling around 26 crores. That was a minuscule number, whereas DIs bought around 1300 crores. For the month, FIs have sold around 5478 crores of equity, whereas DIs have brought 7332 crores of equity. So on the global front, we saw some sell-off happening in the US markets, where S&P closed flattish, around 10 bips lower. As of now, Dow is currently trading flat, around 7 points lower at 0.01 bips down. So European market saw a rally, and Trump was all about copper, and copper tariffs where 25% was expected and around 50% came in. That was the reason we saw a huge jump on copper as well, where it rallied around 17% and closed a bit lower at around 9%. As of now, GIFT Nifty is trading negative around 16 points at 25,587, whereas Asian markets are trading flat to positive, where Hang Seng is down by around 50 bips, whereas Taiwan, Shanghai, Jakarta streets are all showing gains of around 30 bips to 20 bips. So that was the global markets. But what is happening on the sectorial front? So on the sectorial front, realty saw some good buying happening throughout the day and closed with a strong buy rating on TK Screener, as well as FMCG, finance, infra, and your Nifty pack is all showing strength, where all are giving a strong buys, whereas metals is the only sector which is showing lackluster and some weakness, where metals can be looked at as shorting for today as well. So on the client positioning side, what we are seeing on the client side, we are seeing that the clients went short calls of around 178,000 contracts, and on the put side, they went short of around 283,000 contracts. That means that put shorts are more and still client are playing bullish, whereas future positions have been added to around 43,910 contracts as well. So clients are playing still the bullish trade, and personally feel that this rally might continue towards the new all-time high, and that is the positioning we are going to do ourselves for the coming days as well. So let's look at some trade setups that you can see for today. So the calendars are trading around 179 rupees, whereas the straddles are also trading around 171. So what I feel is long gamma can be deployed, where you can do a short calendar by buying a straddle of ATM for tomorrow's expiry and selling a straddle at 8 AM for next week's expiry. That is the trade that can be set up as well. So before wrapping up, let's move on to the commodities where the action was present. So gold has seen some correction happening and has fallen to around 96,820 on MCX, and it is in sell mode. Silver, whereas, is in neutral mode and can be held or bought at around 108,032 levels. Crude again is in buy levels and trading around 5780. Nat gas is in buy to neutral mode, where it is trading at around 294. Bitcoin is in strong buy, as well as dollar index and USD, which has closed at around 85.70. So that was all for today, and this was another podcast where trade setup with Tanmay, daily brief before the chaos begins. So join in every day for this market brief, and if you like this podcast, give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends and follow daily. So see you again tomorrow morning.